We begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is 5/28/2023. It is the Memorial Day weekend. You know, I was just thinking about these people that I see that like to wear the hats of Vietnam and different wars that were in Korea. I don't know why anybody would wear a hat. I really don't. If you served in war and you saw the death or you were part of the death, I don't quite understand why you'd want to wear a hat, personally. I don't understand that. I would not be wearing a hat if I was in Vietnam and I was killing or saw death. I wouldn't want to be reminded of it. I'd want to distance myself from that. A lot of people I know in Vietnam don't want to talk about it, still don't want to talk about it. They actually have post-traumatic stress disorder. They don't want to talk about it. They saw some very, very ugly, bad things, and they don't want to talk about it. And I can totally understand that. So I've seen these old men, and there's not too many left, really, but based on some statistics from the Veterans, U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. But these once in a while, you'll see one that wears, he'd be in a wheelchair, and he's up there in age, but he's got the Pearl Harbor hat on, Pearl Harbor hat. And I talked about that earlier, that in Pearl Harbor, we could have prevented that. Well, we didn't, because that was our attack on us, our lives, our freedoms, and entrance into World War II, and that's what they wanted. So they had to have an excuse. We had to be attacked, kind of like what happened in 9/11. It's the same old scenario. We must be attacked in order to get our feet on the ground somewhere you want to go. You have to be attacked first. You just can't enter that area. So I see these veterans walking around or in their wheelchairs with the veteran's hat, and it said Pearl Harbor. You don't see those too often, but when you do, I guess the statistics going back to the year 2020, 3% of the 16 million are still alive. I didn't think it would be that high. So you're looking, this is a statistic back in 2020. So approximately 389,000 of 16 million Americans who served in World War II are still alive today. Now, if you understood that your government set you up in order to get into the war, why would you wear the hat? I can only assume that these people don't know the history very well. They have never done any homework and research to find out they were set up. And if you understood that, you'd be very angry with your government, and you surely wouldn't want to wear a veteran's hat that says Pearl Harbor on it. I wouldn't. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Welcome back, Pat.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Pat.
I am very sad this Memorial Day, and okay. I don't know why. Maybe I haven't been taking enough magnesium, but everything everybody says makes me want to cry. Mm-hmm. And I hate that. But I have two things to say, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. You can't blame the soldiers for thinking they were fighting for a free country, to make a country free. You can't blame them. They spit on them when they came back from Vietnam.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Okay. Is that fair, Steve?
No, it's not. But you know what? We live in a different time. No, hold on. Let me stop you. We live in a different time now. Back then, we didn't have internet. You didn't. You couldn't research things. You couldn't do the homework that we do now. We can research everything. You think about it. If you want to know about a medication, what do? You go on the internet and you research that medication, the good side, the pluses, the minuses, the downside. You have the ability to research as much as you want. Nobody can stop you on the research. And you can listen to programs like this. You can listen to RBN. You can listen to a lot of truth radio, independent media radio, and you'd find out the truth. They didn't have that back then. So, yes, they were going on trust and faith that their government was honest and that we needed to be there, boots on the ground. Now, they should have known. Be honest with you, Pat. If the government expects you to fight a war, then I expect them to have their sons and their daughters also join the war effort and be a soldier with a gun in their hands and fight the war. When you see a politician who finds exemptions for their children to serve in a war that they've signed on to, you should be very, very concerned that you're being lied to. Okay? There's a dead giveaway you're being lied to. When a politician won't send their child to fight for the war, they tell you that's just and needed. I mean, that's rocket science. That's not rocket science. That's something you should already know and see that with your own eyes, that troops could have seen that. And I think a lot of our rockers back in the 60s, Bob Dylan being one of them, I think even Springsteen, a couple others, would write about the exception to the rule, the politician, how saving his child, unfortunate son, everybody else gets to go, and my son gets to stay and gets to go back to college. And if that didn't open your eyes, that movement of music to spell it out that Washington uses people for fighting wars. They sign the wars, they send everybody else to, but they keep their children safe. They don't get to serve. Should have been eye-opening to the facts that there is exception. That's what I see. You didn't have the internet to research it, but you should have seen that the politicians were protecting their own children. They would not send them to battle. And of course, why would they? If you think about it, Pat, the politicians are making so much money under the table besides aside of their salaries. They want to hand off those millions, their dynasty. They want to hand off that dynasty, that income, to their child. They can't possibly do that if their child goes to war and dies in war. This is the elite thinking. The elite thinking is not for me, but good for thee. Saving their own children to inherit the wealth, the vast wealth that they've assumed. And that's everybody should have seen that. And I have no problem with the soldier saying, I'm not going to serve. And recognizing that these are wars of conquest. These are wars for a fascist corporation, mollycoddled by government. I want no part of this. Think about it. I'm told to go over there and kill somebody who did me no wrong. Because governments can't get along, and mainly a government that bullies other countries can't get along because they can't get their way, they decide to declare war on you. Our government has a long history, a long track record of being a bully. That's a fact, Pat. They're a bully. And now the line is drawn in the sand here, and they've got some competition out there. You've got Russia, you've got China, you've got North Korea, and God help us if all three of them ever get together and decide for a fight with the United States, because the United States will not win that war. This has been coming for a long time. This is what happens when you bully other nations. At some point in time, you're going to get your ass whipped. And the fact is that we have no or very little manufacturing now is not going to help the situation. It's going to be the death of this country. You don't have steel. You don't manufacture steel. Steel companies from Pennsylvania, gone. China's got them. China makes everything we need. And you want to fight China? You want to fight Russia? You want to fight North Korea? So I understand your heartache on this Memorial Day weekend. Pat, I understand it. My grandfather would be sick right now to see what has happened to this government. What has happened to the Pentagon? Why they've turned our troops and our nation to the laughingstock of the world. He'd be so upset.
You know what? I just read a story that they said they in North Korea that they sentenced this toddler to life imprisonment because his parents had a Bible.
Okay. Possible. Well, I don't have any knowledge of that being true, Pat. I know I don't think you do either. Do you have proof of that?
No.
Okay. So.
No.
We got to go with what we can prove. I can say a lot of things, and that might be true, and that may not be true, or there's more to the story than just a guy having a Bible. There might be something else to that story. But if you want to demonize people or demonize countries, it's quite easy to spread a false story out there, a false narrative. Our government does it all the time.
They've done to us what happened. That couldn't it be that false narratives are spread here about everything?
I know.
Well, the second thing, can I talk to you about something? Let's change
it. Sure, go ahead.
All right. I graduated from high school in San Diego. And I went a year to San Diego State. And in high school, I had Latin. And 2 years of Latin. and I had 2 years of Spanish because I wanted to understand my neighbors. And so it really impresses people from Mexico or other countries that speak. If we even try to speak Spanish, that country is a big country and it's our neighbor, and we can't even understand them. I think it's pitiful. And I'll tell you how they act, too. They respect older people, not here. Oh, she's old and wrinkled and stupid. She's 80 years old. Yeah. They call you mama. And they can, what can I do for you, mama? If you need anything, mama, let me know. Mm-hmm. My neighbors, I'm living in a Hispanic neighbor. I'm white. I'm Irish, black Irish and Dutch, although I'm ashamed of that one. Okay? Mm-hmm. And when I was around older ones, all my friends were Hispanic. And they call me Mija. That means my daughter, my well-favored daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Pat, I'm going to say here, well, we need to move on to other callers, but what I want to say here is I give you a certain amount of time. I give people who come to this country a certain amount of time to learn our language. This is America, okay? If you want to learn Spanish, that's fine to communicate with people, but there is a duty to come here. If you come here, you understand our traditions, our heritage, our way of our language, and understand that and learn our language. My brother came here from Germany, didn't speak English. Here's a citizen, and had to learn English, and she did. She did so, and she does very well today. There's an obligation. We need to hold the standard high and continue to hold the standard high, but we haven't. And the politicians are responsible for all that. When you started seeing everything printed up in Spanish, it's because they threw in the towel and they gave up. And they said, well, they'll never learn. These people will never learn. It's too hard for them. So let's just put it in their own language. Now, you can take the oath as being a citizen of this country here. Take an oath to this country here in Spanish. It's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard, that you can't speak the language, but you want to become a citizen. What we're doing here now with allowing this kind of behavior is to set up pockets of different countries, basically inside the United States. In Chinatown, you've got Little China, and you've got Chinatown, and you've got Little Italy and New York City, and I think you got a couple others. You got a Chinatown there too. But you've got pockets of people that are living in America as if they're living in their own country. That's not America. That's not America. You have a duty to learn the language, and I give you that a certain amount of time to learn that. And I don't have the empathy and that it maybe you think I should have for people who come here and just live here the life in America but want to practice their own language and never attempt to learn my language. Communication is the most important thing. Communication is important. If I move to Mexico, then I'm expected to learn the language. If I move to Germany, I'm expected to learn the language. If I don't know two languages, three languages, if I move to France, that's great. I'm well-rounded. I'm educated. That's a plus. That's always a plus. But you need to be able to speak the language in the country that you're in. And that applies everywhere. And I hold them to a higher standard to learn the language. There's nothing worse than trying to talk to somebody and they don't understand. And you're in America. How long have you been here? And they don't understand. I talked to two people next door working on a house yesterday or 2 days ago. Hispanic, didn't understand a word I said. Not one word I said. I asked them a question. They looked at me, didn't understand a word I said. I started using sign language, trying to get the message across. They had no clue what I was talking about. Think now. Factor that into working in a hospital, Pat. You're in a hospital, and somebody comes in from Mexico, and your translator's all over the hospital. You only have so many translators in a hospital you can call on. You need to get information. You can't get information because you don't speak the language, but they should speak the language or speak something that you could identify, that you could ask your questions and get some answers, and you can't. And I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy because I request people to speak the language. Communication. It is so important, Pat, and there is an individual responsibility for somebody to come into this country and to learn our language. I'm not going to give them a pass on this one. You have a certain amount of time take the time, learn the language. You can keep your native tongue. That's fine, all you want. But you have an obligation, a duty to being a citizen in this country to learn the language. Pat, I thank you for your call. Got to move on here. JR in Georgia, you're up next.
Good evening, Steve. And thank you for being on this evening, knowing your health condition.
Doing fine, JR. I'm doing better.
This is on the eve of one of the most sacred secular holidays we have in this country. It's the most solemn day that we're about to celebrate tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it was with heavy heart. Now, over the past few years, how watered down and diminished this day has become.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking for me to accept, and this is just my opinion, and I'm probably going to offend some listeners, but ever since the end of the Korean War, our women and men who have served voluntarily, especially after Vietnam, those lives were lost in vain.
Yeah.
We have never declared victory in any conflict. It hadn't been a war. It's been a police affair.
Yeah.
And those lives were lost for what?
Right.
What did we accomplish? What was gained? What respect did we gain as a nation of power?
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
We were ridiculed.
Well, when it came down to World War II, was showing the rest of the world that we have nuclear technology and we could destroy your cities. And that you better listen to us in the future. One of those situations there. It's world dominance. We're the world's policemen. You better listen to us or else. Look, we just nuked two major cities. By the way, when you target a city, you target the people. That actually is terrorism, definition of terrorism. I had an argument with a host on this network one time many, many years ago because he didn't understand what the definition of terrorism is to target a civilian population for a political agenda or benefit. And he didn't quite understand that. So he was bragging about, we got them, we dropped bombs on two cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and being proud about it. That's a terrorist act. If you blow up a building with a bunch of people in it, it's a terrorist act. 9/11 would have been, you could call that a terrorist act, even though it was an inside job. It's a terrorist act. You targeted people. And this person didn't quite understand that. We got in an argument on it, and then I've got, I never could call back, evidently. I think I was banned. I was banned from my own network from calling in to a show host. But I wasn't going to waste my time talking to somebody who didn't get it anyway, didn't understand the definition of terrorism. I'm not going to waste my time listening to you anyway. I gave him a chance. He didn't get it. And so I dropped off, and that was into that. But you're right. We get engaged in wars. We lose wars. We lose. The people lose. We lose lives. But there's a handful of people, profiteers, JR, and it's no different than it was in the Civil War. We called them what? We called them carpetbaggers. And we have carpetbaggers in this country here, corporations that love the idea of war, endless wars, because they're vested in the military industrial complex here, and all they give a damn about is making money. They don't care about blood on their hands. That doesn't bother them one bit. They have no conscience of what they're doing. All they care about is money. They're greedy people. They're evil people. And we got plenty of those corporations around. And you got a government that only cares about being the bully and maintaining the bully status in this country so they can do whatever the hell they want and control other governments and take away their resources. We have a truly evil government, JR, and I am ashamed of this government. I am ashamed of them. These people do not serve me in Congress. Majority of them do not serve me in this Congress. They don't serve this nation. They serve their own selfish needs. They serve the fascist corporations. They're a disgrace. They're a disgrace. And my flag outside my house will probably remain inverted until the day I die, JR. Unfortunately, it will probably always be inverted. Back to you.
Well, unfortunately, you and I are the same mother. My soul is broken. My spirit is broken. But this country has become a BS country. And one of the things that irritated me the most, and I will speak to this briefly and quickly to allow another caller, but this immigration issue, Abbott and DeSantis thought they were being smart asses of busing immigrants into our large metropolitan cities. Brother, you just let in the rats, and the rats carry disease.
That's right.
That was stupid.
Very stupid. But it all plays into the plan for the globalist, JR, and that's what they want. They know that, first of all, our currency is going to collapse. We're going to go to digital currency. But that's the globalist plan, a one-world government. No identity. Removing all the identity of a country, making everybody equals. Remember, we're all in this together. That whole stupid slogan. I hate it when I hear that. We're all in this together. Yeah, you got all people looking the same, being the same, except you still have elites that control you. The elites stay the same. Everybody else is blended in together.
Well, I don't see any way. I think we fall. I'll leave you with this. We are the Roman Empire, and I do not think we last 400 years.
No.
Neither you or I will probably see the end. And maybe our grandchildren will, but we will not last 400 years.
I agree.
It's not going to happen.
I agree. Unless we get this, I agree with you. Unless this younger generation gets off their ass and does something. But they're such a fearful generation. They're fearful of everything. They're afraid of speech. They're afraid of speech. They want to hand over your First Amendment rights. They're afraid of guns. Let's hand over the Second Amendment rights here. Guns are bad. They kill people, and not the person, but it's the guns. They're fearful of everything, and they can be sold a little bit of security and safety, and they're willing to trade all these things that our founders of the Constitution gave us and told us to protect and hang on to. We need these things. These are very important things. And the youth of this country here, like that clip I played the other day, talking about how the young man has given up. He's given up. And he's willing to be a slave as long as he can be taken care of. And it's pretty sad that we're working very hard to bring, you know, to stay with our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And we have a generation that as soon as we leave, they're going to hand it over probably. And yes, my daughter and my grandchildren will end up being slaves if they're still around. With this depopulation agenda here, take the shots and kill off 80% of this population. If they're around, they're going to be slaves to the elites, no doubt about it. Thanks for your call, JR.
Steve, thank you for your time.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Always do. Francis in North Carolina, you're up next. Oh, she dropped. Probably having that corona right now. She's always having the corona with the lime and the coconut. Francis, call back in if you want. Tom in Utah, you're up next.
Hi, Steve. Vietnam was an experience because we had a mandatory draft. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you qualified, you could be exempt. And, of course, with my educational professional pathway, I was exempt. But when I kept hearing the reports of our loss of life of our young men, I decided to go in, so I went in voluntarily. But up until that time, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have any other source of information except Topanga Canyon and Palos Verde. Now, what are those? Those are the areas in Hollywood, literally the enclave of the CIA and the FBI, that are the managers and, overseers of the film industry. So who was our source of information for Vietnam? Film, Edward R. Murrow, ABC, right. CBS, NBC.
Right.
And, of course, the Vietnamese were the enemy. The Khmer Rouge, you know, that was the enemy. So, but what provoked me to go in was because we were losing so many of our own boys.
Right.
Actually, when I got in, I found out the truth, and that was we were not there to protect or improve the life of the Vietnamese. But there was big money invested in Vietnam, Cambodia, included Lady Bird Johnson. We were protecting the investments of these oligarchs.
Right.
Anyway, so, but I did get to teach a lot of young men on how to at least better their lives or improve their odds of survival. So I can't apologize for that, but I do apologize for the fact. In fact, my wife will say, well, why'd you go into the military? Did you want to get killed? I said, no, I wanted to help keep my brothers from being killed. So I don't apologize for that, but the fact is, it wasn't too long that I realized that that war was not for democracy, so-called, was not for the welfare of the Vietnamese or the Cambodians or any of those people. But it was, again, like, the general that says all wars are bankers' wars?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, one other thing before I let you go. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard from you, and I wanted to ask you if you understood what's called antigen loading or discretionary antigen loading. Call me and let me describe to you what that is. So you will zero out your discretionary. Then your immune system can focus on its obligatory mm-hmm. antigen load or antigen insult.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but anyway, to my other veterans of Vietnam or whatever, mm-hmm. I love you, and I... pray for you all and pray for all of us. We need to stay alive. We need to be the alive warriors, not the dead. Because going with us is our knowledge.
Right.
And that's an expensive loss.
It is at that.
Anyway, hope you do well, Steve. Give me a holler when you can. Be brave.
We'll do.
Call me.
We'll do. Thanks, Tom. I don't know what to say to that. Something did come to my attention, and I don't know, this is very strange. Somebody sent this to me, and you're going to think, wow, what's the odds of that? But if you spell Illuminati backwards, spell it backwards, and put .com, and do a search on it, it actually goes to the NSA. And I just did that. Somebody sent that to me, and I thought, what's the odds of that? How is that working? Illuminati, spelled backwards, .com brings you to the NSA site. An article I'm seeing here says, generating foreign intelligence insights, applying cybersecurity expertise, securing the future. It actually does. Illuminati spelled backward, .com will bring you to an NSA site. What's the answer to that? That is just really mind-blowing, that part. Tell me what you think on that sometime. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Lynn in Maryland. Lynn, you're up next.
Thank you, Steve. I'll give my opinion on that one right now. I'd recommend Spy Fail by James Banford. It's all the parts, at least his article that was in The Nation. I haven't finished the book Spy Fail, but the parts in the Mueller report that were still redacted actually all have to do with Israel. Okay, so NSA and company.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, first off, when it comes to old people and immigration, they don't need to know as many words as everybody else when they take the test to become citizens.
Mm-hmm.
But other people, yeah, God help me if I ever have to move to another country, because language and me, I mean, I could pass English, that's it. I failed French 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Memorial Day, it's tough for people. It's like any time when there's a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, yes, memorializing the dead, but it's the people that love them that are still hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to remember that. You know, we get suckered into wars.
Yes,
we do. I mean, that's just the fact of life here. Vietnam, look, you were either drafted had 1A status or whatever it was, so you might as well volunteer for at least a branch of the service you think you might get somewhere, and don't ever trust a recruiter, folks. They lie like a rock.
Oh, God, you're right there.
I mean, yeah. Quotas yeah. Now, I can't even imagine what it must be to be a recruiter, and nobody volunteers to be a recruiter. You know, You get stuck in that job because you did something wrong or somebody hates you. But there are people who think that they went, like in World War II, that they were, you know, my parents' generation, they believed in what they were doing.
Yeah.
Now, they need to be honored for that, not ridiculed, not insulted. It doesn't do any good at that point. But what we need to do is know our history and know current events locally, nationally, globally, and know the facts, not the propaganda. The facts, weed it out and think and realize that when you hear anything that stokes your emotions, your fear, your hatred, all of that, you're being stoked, because that's once you get into that mode, you don't think clearly. And if we are not thinking clearly, we too will be suckered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the reality. We're already outnumbered here.
No, I agree with you. I have total respect for those who sacrifice their lives. Yes, they were lied to. They were duped, pretty much duped on all this stuff here of the need and necessity to be part of a war. But I think from this point forward, we need to understand that government does lie. This government lies quite a bit. And that future wars that they are waging, they want to wage, will be not for the reasons they tell us. We have to learn from our past. Yeah, we need to understand our history, but we need to learn from our past, and that government has failed us every time and brought us into wars and always sold that war as a necessity, that we're being attacked. We need to do something, and we can't allow this to happen anymore in the future. Lynn, we cannot let them lie to us like that.
Look how easily we are manipulated. I mean, look, Elon Musk just got approval from the FDA for his Neuralink for implants in the brain. Now, what I can promise you, that has already been going on. That's not new. It's kind of under Obama, the Brain Initiative. It was a check. It wasn't that it was starting. It's that it happened. Mm-hmm. You know, they might perfect it, tweak it. But we need to now be really, really, really careful individually. Mm-hmm. And also to warn each other when you see somebody saying something that is just so off the wall. And yeah, it's hard to say, you know, have you really thought about that? You know, because I don't see it that way. It's okay to have those discussions. As long as we don't throw hate at each other, we stand a chance. Because the odds are, war is coming here. Not some other country. Not elsewhere, like we've always seen and believed. If nobody's noticed, we're kind of already under attack. We live in an open-air prison, practically, as it is. People can't even stop looking at their devices.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done a very good job at what they're doing. It's a whole different kind of warfare, people.
Yeah.
So,
Lynn, you said a lot.
Be aware.
I agree with you. And like I said,
thank you.
I have the greatest respect for those who served. I'm just saying, looking forward, where we can't be duped and lied to into more wars. And that's what I tell young people.
Lying to us are the generals and the Pentagon. That's what we need to be aware of.
I agree with you 100%. But I cannot tell a young man today or a young woman today to join the military. I can't do that.
You stay the hell away from the recruiter's office. And what about all the time they send the recruiter into the high schools without parents' knowledge?
Yep.
You know, you need to warn young people. But if they institute a draft, what's going to happen? I don't know. If you got a good doctor, you could have bone spurs, you know?
Hey, I knew somebody had that before. I think it was Donald Trump had bone.
And he would I wouldn't want him defending me. You know, he didn't do a very good job when he was president, so he could just stay out more longer, play golf.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless
for
your
call.
Heart.
Appreciate
Thank you, Steve, and good luck next week and in the coming 3 months. It'll go by. 3 months, it's going to be fall, and I'm trusting you're going to be well and healthy and on your way.
Thank you.
Bless your heart. Thank you. And Pat, take a nap.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate that. back to the calls here. We're going to go up to next, Sheldon in Washington. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you back. A couple quick things. One thing on the immigration. I tripped over a Czechoslovakian guy that's been in the mountains for some decades up here, and he took the test in the middle 70s. And guess how many that you would have to miss to fail the citizenship out of 142 questions in the 70s?
That's a good question. How many would you have to miss to fail? My guess is, I'm going to say if you got 51% right, which would be even an F, it's still in the F territory. I bet if you had half right, they would probably pass you. What was the answer?
He said if he had missed the third one, he'd have had to retake the test.
Oh, really?
142.
Oh, wait a minute. This is, you're talking about what year? Going back to what? What year?
About the middle 70s.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I misunderstood that part. I'm thinking today. Today, I bet you get, I'd say today you get 50% and you get a pass. But back in the 70s, yeah, you'd had to have a better score. You couldn't miss too many. That's about right.
I think they'd give you a 50% grade just for a show-up trophy.
Well, yeah, the participation trophy. We love those things, don't we? you know, it's funny. It's funny. I have in my studio here as a joke. I can't tell you where I found it. Nobody ever gave it to me. I've never had a participation trophy. You know, because if you had one, it really wouldn't mean much. I mean, I'd always say, "Gosh, I sure wish I would have done better." But, you know, here's a trophy because you participated is a total insult to me. But I actually do have in the studio here, as a joke, a participation ribbon. It says participant on it. And I just keep it around as a joke that it was handed to somebody, and I don't know how I found it. I found it somewhere, probably at a flea market or something. And I thought it was hilarious. I would just take a participant award here. But, no, I would never accept one. But there's one in my studio right now. Let's go back to the phones. Thank you for your call. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, did you slam that beer or that Corona or what?
Slam the beer? No.
Did you slam it? Man, you put that thing down fast.
Yeah, call back. Right. Take me longer than what's, that. But
What's on your mind
tonight? Well, for one thing, it went from Corona to a margarita.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you told me that, and I'm glad you told me that, and it wasn't a Bud Light or something, because Sam would have to hang up on you if you said a Bud Light.
No, I actually kind of think of it in light of that fiasco. If they ever tried to remarket the beer, I did come up with another name for it. If they ever use it, then I get royalties from it, and that would be Wiser Light. You know why?
What's
that? The other half of the name, and Wiser, meaning hopefully they got wise about how they're doing their advertising.
Yeah. Oh.
So, go figure. But anyway.
Doesn't appear to be working.
Well, they haven't used it yet, so if they did, it'd be a different picture. But anyway, I have to agree with the previous caller about being an open-air prison, for that matter, because if the whole U.S. was shot, although it is electronically shot, everybody would be rounded up, and I'm trying to figure out where in the world they would have a prison capable of holding every U.S. citizen that's here legally in prison and being rounded up, because people would end up fighting back tooth and nail. They wouldn't go willingly. I don't care what kind of firearms the military uses to do it with.
Yeah, I know.
They say either you go willingly or you're dead. One of two.
But don't you think, Francis, though, that those in the military, I mean, they've seen the other side now. I think with this mandatory vaccine, take it or you lose your job and we'll destroy your career and destroy your lives. Don't you think they have now realized how evil the government is and the military branches are evil, the higher-ups are evil? Do you think they'd fire on U.S. citizens now? Do you think they'd fire on them?
That would depend on the military personnel, because, for one thing, they've been mentally conditioned, unless they've been cloned, they have been mentally conditioned to follow orders regardless.
Well, I'd say that applies to the branch of the Marines. The Marines seem to be the brainwashed bunch. I don't think the Army, the Navy, Coast Guard, the Navy. I don't think they're quite the same. I think the Marines are the ones that are, you know, the Barney Fifes, you're so tough, you can beat the biggest guy up. I think maybe they're the ones you have to worry about, the Marines, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I can give you that train of thought. However, when it comes to going into military, I don't care what branch it is, they break mm-hmm. you down and organize you the way they're supposed to be organized.
Yep.
Otherwise, you get kicked out, dishonorable conduct, whatever, you know, whatever have you. So aside from that, so I find it to be a disgrace to the individual for that matter that they go in for one reason come find out that they're in there for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
But as far as, oh, by the way, I don't remember what Thompson's first name is, mm-hmm. other than that so-called pseudo-Leo crap. I don't remember what his actual first name is, but he is nothing, has nothing on Linda Carter.
Yeah,
I
agree. She still looks good at her age. She still looks nice.
Well, you think? But in a nutshell, he has nothing on her. I mean, hands down, period. The only way he might have something on her is if he gets rid of his penis and has a vagina. then that would take some cosmetic surgery to make him even look close to like her. But that would be a long shot. I mean,
but you know, isn't it bizarre where we are today, Francis? Isn't it bizarre today that we're actually talking about this issue of men allowed to compete with women? It's amazing that we're even having this discussion.
I think it's reprehensible. I think it's reprehensible because, one thing, men still have their toolbox, and yet they're being allowed, just because they think they're a woman, to go and participate in women's sports. Excuse me, but you got a different body structure, period. And you still have your toolbox, and yet they're allowing you to participate?
It's crazy.
You know what? Because quite frankly, if a woman was to do that and say, "Oh, I think I'm a man," or whatever, and go into women's into men's sports, those men would totally beat the out of you and say, "You think you're a dude? Well, guess what? Here's what being a dude is all about," and beat the living snot, and then kick them out, and that's all there is to it, hands down. And dare that woman try to go and sue them for it? Forget it. They would be laughed out of the sports arena, for that matter. Mm-hmm. The only one that would make any money off of that would be the newspaper boys and girls and the social media and all that garbage.
Yeah.
So the aspect of this Thompson boy, forget it. As well as
Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas. I can't remember what his real name is. I can't remember. It's John something, I think. I can't remember.
Oh, Johnny.
But no,
we
shouldn't even be. We shouldn't even. This should never be a topic to even entertain the idea of a man participating as a woman. It's the nuttiest, stupidest thing I've ever seen done.
It's a disgrace.
And it's just insane. Insane.
It's a disgrace. And quite frankly, when the sports arena in life get their act together and actually start. You know, recognizing people as they are, as a sports person in the proper arena, then they'll begin somewhere, and then the people will come back for their entertainment of the sports arena and appreciation of that. But going and perverting it like this, it's a disgrace and an insult to the intelligence of the everyday person in the U.S. It's absurd. And
you know, it's going to change it. You think common sense would actually, you know, stop this nonsense, but what's going to stop the nonsense is the participants, the spectators, when they don't buy tickets anymore because they don't want to watch a man slaughter a woman in a tennis match here. They don't want to watch this stuff, and they that's when it stops. Is when the ticket sales stop. And it shouldn't even have to happen that way, but that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be that little scenario I always say. It's always about the money. And you cut the money off, and the behavior changes. It changes everything.
I have a word for you, and it can apply to most anything else that where you see a lot of perversion in it. Boycott. Mm-hmm. Boycott.
Yep.
Just
boycott.
Drop it, let it go like a hot potato, and when they start realizing, we totally mucked that one up or whatever the case is.
Right.
And when they realize that people are not stupid anymore and not falling for it, then they'll start correcting it. Meanwhile, have a fun weekend, what's left of it. And in memory of everyone else, whether military or non-military, that has served in some way, shape, or form, as well as for you moms out there, from last weekend, I'll have my margarita.
Okay, you do that. Sounds good. Have
later,
one for
kiddo.
Me. All right. Look for your call tomorrow night. No other calls. The phone number here is 512-248-8252. I want to talk a little bit about the woke situation here in Target. I actually went to Target today. No, I'm not going to shop there. I've been boycotting them since the day they started with their policy of allowing a man to use a woman's bathroom. I said right then and then, that's been a couple years ago. Actually, that's got to be, what is that? Like 5-6 years ago, I was in California, I think, when that happened. And so I haven't been to a Target since, but I walked in today just because I wanted to see if the swimsuit area there that they're catering to the transgender here, I'm looking for that swimsuit with the little pouch hider, the little thing that you can hide your package in the package swimsuit. And evidently they've taken it out. At least my Target out here does not have that section anymore. I looked around everywhere and I could not find those garments there, those swimming suits, couldn't find them. So maybe my Target has decided to not participate, or maybe it was such a bad press from what's going on right now that they pulled that section out. And that's fine. They can pull the section out. It doesn't change the fact that the corporation, the corporate heads have decided to go in this direction. And actually, the CEO of Target has made a comment, public comment, that we are going into a new direction here, and it's about time. It's something that is needed. I don't believe so. It's not needed. I've talked about this in a psychiatric profile, that these people that actually believe they are something else other than what they really are is a mental illness. It is listed in the DSM-5. It's been there for 30-plus years or so. And whenever I had these kind of patients in psychiatric, because I worked psych for a little while just as my clinicals, when I met people like this, they were in treatment. They were in treatment to find themselves and readjust to who they really are, their own sex, and not believing that they're the opposite sex. It is a mental illness, and that's all there is to it. I'm not going to change my view on it. It's still listed in the DSM-5. It's a mental illness. We should treat it as such and stop catering and stop changing things to appease a very small minority of people that are mentally ill. Stop this. These people are doing this, these corporations. Like I said, it makes no sense to me why one does it, fails, and another corporation says, we'll try it also. The only thing I can come to is the reality of possibility that there is money under the table. These companies are being subsidized to push this agenda. Other than that, it makes no sense at all to follow a bad business model and think you may succeed in it. You're just alienating your baseline of your customers, and you're killing your company. You're killing your trademark. I want to talk about that a little bit here, but I still got another call coming in. We will skip this break here. Sam, let's go back to the phones and talk to Andrea in New York. Welcome, Andrea.
One thing that confuses me about Putin and Xi is that I've heard Biden called a controlled asset of the Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. So, meanwhile, Putin and Xi are working closely together. Mm-hmm. And Biden, obviously, supposedly is funding Zelensky and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So you've got all this, you've got sort of all these people, entities working together. We've got Russia working with China, working with Biden, working with Ukraine and Zelensky. So can you help me out? I mean, it's confusing.
Okay, what part are you confused about? What part exactly?
Well, I think that I'm of the opinion that the communist bloc, I mean, the Sino-Soviet bloc never broke up. And that this is just an illusion. This is just a story we're told, so that they can afford. You know, there is a communist bloc that's mm-hmm. increasing. I mean, innate to communism is world domination, yeah. Right? And this is what is going on now. I think it's the Eurasian Empire. It's not just the mm-hmm. Soviet Empire, but expanding. Growing communism like what we have in Brazil. Like, how about what's going on in Sudan? What's going on here? The takeover of this country. by the communists. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering. But you have these, you know, I mean, Russia and China working closely together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, what's happened now China is that they're actually coming Biden. Together. I mean, what we've been doing now by sanctions, placing sanctions on these countries, freezing their money, stealing the resources, is driving them into each other's arms here. We've got a problem.
No, they never left each other's arms. It never broke up. We haven't driven Russia into China's arms. That's just a story we're given. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. Read the Perestroika deception. It never happened. The Perestroika, in the words of even Gorbachev, is the restructuring of the Western mind. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, the changing of the Western mentality, it's mind control, played on the West, played on America. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never broke up.
Okay, well, let me throw some stuff in here, and then I need to move on to get another call. The United States is losing ground as far as being the world's policeman, okay? They're losing ground terribly in many different ways. Our economy
over.
Is...
We've been taken
hold
over.
Hold on, let me finish.
We were taken over more than 100 years ago.
Honey, let me finish, okay? That our dollar is about ready to collapse. We're going to go to a digital currency, and that's all by plan and by design, the Great Reset. America is not as strong anymore. They're not tough. They can't... the name of the U.S. is not... It doesn't place fear in other countries anymore. They realize how fragile we are now, that our economy is tumbling. We're going to crash, and that's going to make us very, very weak. Our military is not strong. It's a woke military. It's not very strong. Our generals have been playing into this woke LGBTQ. The military is not strong anymore. People are leaving. They're having to dip down a little lower here, lower the bar, and try to bring in people that should not be in the military in the first place. And we're failing. We're failing miserably. But in a globalist ideal situation here, they want everybody the same here. And in losing all this power and respect in the world now, they have to resort to these tactics here to globalize the world in order to have some kind of power still. May not be the world's policeman anymore, but they'll still be somewhat in control. Hopefully they are. They've been trying to reestablish the Cold War with Russia for a long time. Trump was on the ground of, at the time he was campaigning for president, he was trying to bring us together at the bargaining table for trade, fair and honest trade. He was getting to that point where America and Russia are talking, we're getting along, and that can't happen. That's why they established that whole false narrative of Russiagate here.
That's just an act on Putin's part. He was never friendly with the West, with America.
I'd love to go on further with it with you, Hunt. We'll talk about this another time. I've got to close the show out now. I got a special presentation here I want to do. Sam, are we close to that time to play it yet or not? Yeah, Chris Botti. Yeah. All right, I'm going to close out the show tonight. I'd like to talk to her a little longer on this, but I do want to close out in tribute and memory to those who have fallen serving this country. I celebrate you. I want to close the show out of here with a little track from Chris Botti playing the national anthem. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow night on the National Intel Report. Take care.
And Grammy Award-winning artist.
that shot, and Reggie Wayne. Wow. Coverage of tonight's...
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the... You and your family.
Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.